know what you mean, but I don't know what you call them.
The furrow.
The what?
You ever hear like fur?
Fur?
Furrow.
No.
Does the word furrows mean anything?
I just call them rolls.
Okay. Just got about 3 minutes here. If you got rid of all the brush and trees in the land, you say that you did what? What do you call that? Taking all the brush and trees off the land.
I cleaned up.
Okay, so we went out 40 acres. We took all the trees, the brush, and everything.
Cleaned up the land.
How about the, what do you call if you got clover or grass, you know, that's grown up, what do you call the old, what do you call the old dead grass that's left in the ground that's grown up after the first cutting?
What do you call it?
Yeah, the grass that's left on the phone. You know, from the last, that's been there all, just laid over. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay, what do you call a crop that comes up a second year that wasn't planted? You might have one in your garden, and just something pops up.
I don't know what you mean, but I don't know. I don't know.
You heard like a volunteer?
No.
And a weed is tied up into a...
Weed?
Wheat is tied up into
a wheat stack.
Okay. And bundles of wheat are tied up into what? Or piled into?
Time together to make a stack.
And you might say, we raised 40 of wheat to an acre.
40.
If you want to buy some apples, you might buy a peck, or you might buy something bigger, which would be a
pound.
No, a basket.
Basket of apples.
Yeah, what do you call that basket? Like a bushel?
A bushel.
Yeah. So you might say we raised 40.
Bushels.
And if you, what do you get to do with wheat before you, to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know.
What do you call that, like beating it on the floor here?
I don't know.
Like
spray? That's sure, but I don't know.
If you and another person you got a job and you were told about it, you might say, and you were talking to the other person, and say, you and?
I.
Okay. And if you're not talking to him, you're just talking to her, you're just talking about him, you say, the job is for?
She and I.
Okay. And talking about the two, you say, the job is for the
both of us.
Okay. And if some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
We are coming over.
All right, well, let's just say two of you are coming, you and somebody else. So you say, blank and blank.
Johnny and I are coming over.
Okay, now if you're just talking about him, say,
Johnny's coming over.
Okay. If you knock on the door, and they say, who's there? And they know your voice, so you just say, it's...
I.
You say it's I? Okay. If we were sitting here expecting some man to knock the door, and you expected him, you say, oh, it's only...
John.
Okay, but use the pronoun. It's only...
Mr. John.
Well, no, you're talking about just the pronoun, like he or she or it. You know, it's only...
It's just him.
Okay. And if it was a woman?
It's just her.
Okay. And if it was you?
It's just me.
How about if it was more than... Three or four people.
It's just us.
Or, if we're in here, there, it's just two or three people that you expect.
It's just them.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are again, you might say I'm not as.
All I see.
Comparing how well you can do something, you might say he can do it better than
I can.
if a man had been running for 2 miles.